The population of a reservation often reflects the chaotic conditions of the late 19th century. Following the Great Sioux War of the 1860s, bands of Nakota Sioux were given refuge by the Assiniboine. As a result, people of Nakota ancestry lived side by side with the Assiniboine on the Fort Peck Reservation in northeastern Montana. In today's contemporary rhythms, Milt Lee takes us to meet one such person, a Nakota rap artist, Native Superman.
Check it out. Check it out.
It's the Native Superman.
And time goes by and everybody changes, but guess that's life. It would have been these stages when it rearranges. Your best friends turn into strangers and then to an enemy. But it's all good because I know that they envy me like it was meant to be. Here's the moment of truth. Will it be that my me? See, I'm doing comes last. I'm a blast, but I'm not from the past. And I know you won't last even if you want to try. Got my native right here, so we're going to start right. And for your information, if it's like I hate you.
I've been driving around Poplar, Montana, trying to find the Native Superman. That's S-I-O-U-X, as in the tribe, Superman. I know he's around here somewhere. I'm looking for a pickup truck with Res Life on the license plate. I find him in a small ranch-style home, sleeping. His grandma greets me, and I make a date to meet Dorrance Cumslast at the college in 30 minutes. We meet in the gym / community room and start talking about rap.
See, I don't know, I just got into poems at first, you know, like in my freshman year. That's about 4 years ago anyway. Didn't really like start getting into it until like my junior year. And that's when I kind of, you know, put something together, like a little tape or, you know, cheap tape. And
I'm the Native Superman.
I know, then I start, you know, meeting, like, my friend Chaz. You know, I met him, like, was it my senior year high school? So then all these other guys, they, you know, they didn't really rap. I mean, they tried, you know, a little bit. But then just this past summer, that's when we all got together and did that, you know. So not too long I've been doing that, so.
Cool.
But I found it, you know, kind of easy to do, so. And just, the like complex style and rhyming, you know, the more than one word in each bar, you know, so that's what I like, you know, just something hard, you know, not simple. And people, you know, it's either Bodu, you know, just a nickname I had, you know, for a real long time, but my rap name is just Native Superman.
Native Superman.
S-I-O-U-X.
S-I-O-U-X. I love that. Superman. But I think it's easier to just call him Bodu. Bodu is a teddy bear of a man, 6 feet tall, soft, he's got a great smile, and regular black braids. You know, the real deal. He wears a beaded medallion that's got a big red S on it, just like Superman. Before working on this, I knew that kids around the Rez liked rap, but I had no idea how big and how easy this whole thing was. So I googled on rap beats and found rap beats. All right, 472,000. Yeah, I can deal with that. All right, let's see what this is all about. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. I am amazed. You can get free beats, free recording software, and you can be a star. All it takes is a few rhymes.
Oh, you know, just the topic of the rhymes and stuff like that. It's just mostly comes to me, like, you know, maybe on some nights I can get at least 2 songs or, you know, the whole thing finished, you know.
I really like what Bodu is doing. I mean, talking about commodity cheese. You remember that? It was the government's answer to poverty. We give all the poor people 5 pounds of cheese. Now these kids are taking the absurdity of that notion and turning it into rap.
So yo, check it out. We some Res Life affiliates. Yeah, we some silly kids. So straight, give me the beat. Cause yo, if you ashamed of commodities, y'all some wood. All right, check it out, yo.
All I need is some tripe. One bowl, one bite, nine bowl. Get the butter and grab the fried bread. That's how we get down. Fast food on my res. Got boo-boo bread, make a quick batch. Get the Kool-Aid, you'll need the Nash. Got butter on my fried bread, hold up.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, we're trying to work on a different song, you know, than that beat, you know, a real old beat was on that instrumental CD we had, and it just started playing like that, and we just started joking around, you know, about commodities and stuff like that. So. You know,
straight coming through with ease, spitting out commodity cheese, and yo, y'all are some little kids, coaches, if you're still ashamed of this, like what?
When you listen to the work of these young guys, you hear a different type of rap. They aren't that interested in death and destruction. Mostly it's about their lives, out here in the middle of Montana, dealing with being an Indian in the 21st century.
And on, you know, some of the, like, political stuff, you know, just, you know, how, what happened to the Indians, you know, way back then, I just, you know, it's past, and, you know, there really ain't nothing we could do to change that, so, you know, I just try not to, you know, do too much about that, you know. I drop, you know, some stuff like what happens now, you know, that'd be good, you know, stuff like that. And how, you know, our nation is still surviving, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah, but for the solo project, I wanna, you know, what I'm working on is just gonna be more, you know, stuff dealing with like real issues, like, you know, like the drugs on the res, everything like that, you know. Alcohol, everything, you know. Because I don't, you know, smoke or drink or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
So fine, so cool, so proper. But this is even better. The Native Superman raps in Dakota.
There's one called Stay Proud I was working on, but I ain't get the third verse done yet because I'm going to do it all in Dakota, you know, the third verse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a teacher at the school is helping me with the words and stuff like that, so it's... Like magician, I fool you fools and school you fools. Refuse to lose, spit sue to you fools. Oh, ya te wachi maki uja. Toka waki eshne, ti wahe ki na mitako rapi on ma un. Hitch it to wash day all day, every day. Do you know what I said? Probably not, but it's okay because it was hot.
Spit sue to you fools. Oh, ya te wachi maki uja. Toka waki eshne, ti wahe ki na mitako rapi on ma un. Hitch it to wash day all day, every day. Do you know what I said? Probably not, but it's okay. Spit was hot. Now I'm coming back. One more rhyme. One more time, Japanese fools in just one line. Kick it around,
music, whether traditional or contemporary, always reflects life. Rap music gives a voice to how young folks feel about the current reality of being an Indian, of living on a reservation, of having something to say and a way to say it. It's a new world out there, folks. From Poplar, Montana, this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Contemporary Rhythms is written and produced by Milt Lee of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and his wife Jamie Lee, who live and work in Rapid City, South Dakota. Check out their website, realrez.com, for more of their work.